Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio and Television with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here in Bellevue, Washington on 1150 AM, just outside Seattle here in the United States. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness, to make this planet a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we'll do it. We'll make this planet a better place. Out of This World Radio is the fastest-growing spiritual, psychic, and UFO radio program in the world, with listeners in over 70 countries, and today's show will be really out of this world. For today's program, during the first hour, I'll be interviewing Una Drake to come on the show to talk about her wonderful UFO conference here in Seattle on April 17th. And then I'll be discussing an interview I went to of Edward Snowden up in beautiful Vancouver, Canada on April 5th. Mr. Snowden was in Moscow, and his interview was conducted by Skype at the Queen Elizabeth Theater in downtown Vancouver. During the second hour, I have a wonderful interview from 3 to 4 p.m. With a gentleman and his wife named Zora and Zaria from the Inner Earth, in which they described how the people of the Inner Earth are actually cleaning up Fukushima and how we were all gods and goddesses capable of tremendous and wonderful things. And I think you'll find that really interesting. I've been invited to physically visit the city of Telos in the third dimension at Mount Shasta at the end of July. And if you'd like to come with me, please send me an email. The cost is only $100, and we would be visiting the city of Telos. And there's a possibility also to visit Shambhala as well. The only requirement, I'm told, is that your vibration must be high and you must be positive. And, of course, no weapons are allowed. So if you have guns or anything, please leave them home. Just a joke. But if you'd like to visit the Inner Earth with me, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me here in the Washington area at 509-750-9793 or toll free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. Telos is a Lemurian city that was established about 12,500 years ago when Atlantis was destroyed. They communicate telepathically, and their civilization is at least 10,000 years ahead of us here on the outer crust of planet Earth. I did visit Telos in the astral state in August of 2015, but this will be my first physical visit in the third dimension to Telos. This interview with Zora will be part of a part three of a three-part interview that I aired a week ago. During that interview last week, Zora from the Inner Earth gave instructions on how people could heal themselves almost any physical condition, and I wanted to thank Aaron from Redden from his wonderful phone call a few days ago, where he described how he'd been using those techniques he learned from my radio show last week, and he's able to help heal his neck. He's been paralyzed on his neck for months now, and he practiced the techniques that Zora mentioned from the Inner Earth to heal himself, and he did heal himself, and his neck is fine now. He's been able to walk around. So I'm so happy, and one of the things that I always emphasize in my program is that we on this planet are beautiful, powerful spiritual creatures, and we have a very bright, bright, bright future, and that's why I always try to emphasize the positive. And the other thing I wanted to do, too, is I want to jump now to Una Drake, who's a wonderful lady. She's having a UFO conference here coming right up. I believe it's on the 17th of April, coming up a week after next. And with that, I'd like to bring Una on the show. Una, hi. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing great, Ted. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Oh, my pleasure. You do such wonderful work. And I want to tell people about you and your group, too. So if you do live in the Seattle area or close by, you could join Una's group and learn lots of interesting things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great, great. Could you tell us a little bit about your one-day event on your expert speakers on various UFO things? That'd be fascinating. I know my listeners will really enjoy listening to that.
I would love to. Yes, it's a very exciting one-day conference coming up on Sunday, April 17th. Starts at 10 a.m. and goes to 5:30 p.m. This will be taking place at the Russian Community Center right on Capitol Hill in the heart of Seattle. So this is a one-day conference called Contact in the Emerald City. And for this event, we have four amazing speakers, and they'll be talking about ET contact and the borders of human consciousness. If your listeners want to find out more information, they can go to our website, That's at www.sufon.org or www.sufon.org. And I can tell you about our speakers if you'd like.
Yes, please. Go right ahead.
Great. Well, first we have Joanne Richards of Project Camelot fame, and she'll be talking about ancient and present-day stargates and ET influence in the Middle East.
Oh,
she'll also cover background on her imprisoned husband, contactee Captain Mark Richards.
Okay.
And then we also have Lorian Fenton, who will cover the darker aspects of possible shadow government interference in the lives of super soldiers, mind control victims, and targeted individuals. And then we have Dr. Janet Coley, who will discuss her findings from over more than 20 years as a transpersonal psychotherapist working with close encounter experiencers. And finally, Marcy Clevens is a lifelong experiencer and psychotherapist, and she'll relate her personal story as a contactee since childhood and how she fought through pain and denial to integrate her experiences into her life. And her mission now is to help others do the same. So again, your listeners can get more information at www.sufon.org, S-U-F-O-N.org. Tickets are only $30, which is a fantastic deal for all of this great information and our fabulous speakers. So I really hope that you'll come out and join us, that your listeners will come out and join us on April 17th, Sunday, April 17th. Doors open at 9:30. The event starts at 10 a.m. and goes till 5:30 p.m. again at the Russian Community Center on Capitol Hill in Seattle.
Wonderful.
And there's free parking in the area. There's free street parking in the area. So come on down.
That's great. That's great, Una. And you have a group, too, your Sufon group, and people might want to join that as well.
Absolutely. Yes. The Seattle UFO Network is primarily a meetup group. You can, if you're a member of Meetup and you want to be a part of our meetup group, you can find us at just by on Meetup, searching for Seattle UFO Network, or you can go to meetup.com/Seattle UFO. And there's also a way to, on the sufon.org site, there's a button to where they can go to the Meetup site and or they can join our email list, because I also do send out information generally about once a month about our event to our email list for those people who don't want to be a part of meetup.com.
Wonderful.
And we do many events throughout the year, including, of course, some speaker events like this conference. This is the biggest event that we've had so far. But during the summertime, especially, we typically have 2 to 3 outings to regional hotspots where people can do UFO night watches. And we have social events as well, where people can just get together and chat with other people interested in these topics.
Wonderful. Well, Una, you do such wonderful work. And also, too, you're coming to my Galactic Wisdom Conference in June. You'll have a table there as well. So I want to welcome you to that as well.
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to that one. Thank you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. That's on June 10, 11, and 12 in Olympia, Washington, off of exit 114. The first day, Friday, June 10th, is free with free psychic readings and spiritual healings. The next 2 days is 197, but you'll be able to meet Randy Kramer, among other people, who's been with the Secret American Space Program for 20 years. And according to Randy, he'll actually live for 17 years on the planet of Mars. He'll be giving a presentation on Saturday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and I also will have two other speakers there as well, direct contactees with the Galactic Alliance, including Gordon Asher Davidson, who's flying in from San Francisco. And, of course, my friend Scott Lemriel, the author of The Savior's Agenda, who's had direct physical and telepathic contact with the Galactic Alliance for the past 55 years, ever since he was a small boy. So I'll have some very interesting speakers there, too. And the way I look at it, we're all in this together, Una, and we're all trying to raise consciousness to make this planet a better place. And I just want to thank you so much for your wonderful work. Could you give out your website again for people interested in going to your wonderful conference?
Absolutely. It's SUFON.org, SUFON.org, SUFON.org.
Great.
Come on down. And thank you so much, Ted. Thanks for having me on your show.
Great. I'd like to invite you back 1 week from today. We'll talk about it again, just to remind people that's your conference, which will be that weekend.
I would love that. Thank you.
All right, Una. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for your good work.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. That was Una Drake coming on from the SUFON group here in Seattle. She does wonderful work, and I urge everyone to attend her conference that's coming up. What I wanted to tell you is that we have some incredible, interesting things coming up in the near future. We are having one of the things coming up is my Galactic Wisdom Conference. Will be on June 10th, 11th, and 12th. It's a second annual conference. As I said, the first day is free. Friday, June 10th will be free with free food and free psychic readings and presentations. And then on June 11th and 12th, we'll be having on a series of really interesting people, including Scott Lemriel, Garnet Schulthauser. He's a famous Canadian psychic. He's written a book recently came out. I wrote the foreword to it called The Dance of Heavenly Bliss. And Garnet has been an amazing man. He's been in touch with the other side for about 15 years now, and he's come up with some incredible revelations, and he'll be giving my keynote speech on Sunday morning. Carolyn White is a renowned chakra psychic healer. She lives down the Olympia area, and she has her and her husband have these wonderful machines where they'll take a picture of you, and they'll actually photograph your aura, and it'll be defined upon colors. Then they'll analyze it, and they can tell you quite a bit about you, and it's amazing. She'll be there. Alfred Lebermott Weber, a famous Canadian lawyer and UFO expert, will be there as well. He and his wife, Jerry, live up in Vancouver, Canada. Alfred did work for a time for President Jimmy Carter back in the late 70s. And people don't realize this, but Alfred actually was appointed by President Carter back, I believe, in 1977 to be the head of a UFO disclosure commission. President Carter at the time had been long interested in UFOs, and so he appointed Alfred as the head of a commission. Unfortunately, there were some problems after he got appointed and he had to flee the country. First he went to Mexico City, and then he went up to live in Vancouver, Canada, where he's living now. He's lived there ever since. He doesn't come down to the States very often, but he will be participating in my conference, and I think that you'll find it really interesting. Some of the most interesting people coming as well are Gordon Asher Davidson. He's an author and contactee of the Galactic Alliance. He's got many bright, beautiful messages for humanity. And two people coming in from Tokyo are Michiko Hayashi. She's the global director and ambassador of the Moto Peace Project in Tokyo. And Sericho Yoshinuchi, who's a famous Japanese therapist and Hado expert of the Dr. Masuro Moto office in Tokyo, Japan. On Sunday afternoon from about 3 to 7, perhaps later, they will be giving demonstrations of their what's called Hado machines. Now, Hado machines are very interesting because they analyze what's going on with you from both a physical and a spiritual perspective. And they not only go from this lifetime, but they also go into past lifetimes as well. And the machine as well can diagnose any future possible problems with you from a spiritual or physical sense. Their machines are some of the most incredible diagnostic tools I've ever seen, frankly. And the way it works is that you put your hand on an electronic pad, and it'll read your aura and past lives and physical lives, and then help you with it. They'll prescribe things which will help you with your condition, whatever that may be. And it's an incredible machine. They'll be demonstrating those machines on Sunday, June 12th, and they'll also be selling them too. So if you are interested in the Hado machines, please send me an email or just come to my conference. The website for the conference is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And we've arranged a hotel accommodations nearby at the Days Inn. I just negotiated with the manager yesterday for reduced rate. But that information will be on the website all this weekend. And if you have any questions about the conference, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at area code 509-750-9793, or you can send me you can also call me on my toll-free number at 1-888-879-8339. The the conference is going to bring some incredibly interesting people into the area. And the location is called the Washington Land Yacht Harbor and RV Park and Event Center. It's at 9101 Stillicum Road, southeast in Olympia, Washington. There are directions and information about the conference site at the website at galacticwisdomconference.com. And with that, what I'd like to do is also mention that there's also some incredibly interesting events coming up in Montreal from August 12th through the 15th. I'll be at the at a wonderful spiritual conference there, sponsored by the IIIHS Spiritual Center. Marilyn Roslin will be hosting that. All the information about that is on my my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. Also, I wanted to tell you that what I spoke about earlier about the visit to Telos is a very unique opportunity. I'm looking forward to it. We will be visiting the city of Telos, and I'll be requesting to go to the city of Shambhala as well within the inner earth. So if you are interested in that, please send me an email. The other thing importantly, I wanted to tell you that on June 8th, Michiko Hayashi, the global director and ambassador of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, will be giving a presentation and water ceremony at the Artesian Springs in downtown Olympia at 5 p.m. She will also be dedicating a permanent memorial to Dr. Masaru Emoto's April 2010 visit to the springs. The event is free, and I hope you will all be able to come. There's a wonderful artesian well water in downtown Olympia. The water is so pure, and I'm so happy that this is going to happen. The city of Olympia has been helping me with this, arranging this event, and I want to thank their parts department so much for approving this wonderful event. Now, what I'd like to do is go to the talk about the event that I went to for the interview with Edward Snowden in Vancouver. We will not play the entire amount. We'll just play a little bit of it. Then I'll go over what he said during that interview. And what I'd like to do is just play the first couple of minutes of what of his interview in Vancouver. That was last Tuesday, April 5th. And then I'll go over in discussion about what he said during that interview. Please hold on.
So for those in the audience who may not have heard about this yet, who aren't so familiar with it, what this is the story of is a law firm that specializes in the construction of offshore shell companies, the kind of corporate legal structures that are used to hide assets from tax authorities or to enable mergers and acquisitions outside of the domestic jurisdictions of the people who have actual ownership interests in these companies. So, for example, a Canadian citizen who wants to create a company that operates outside of Canadian law would call this company and they would help them build a company that could then be used as a legal structure to perform these sort of international operations. Now, these are often, but not always, used to dodge taxes, to launder money, and similar things such as this. Now, what's extraordinary about it is this is a company that has been operating in this space for, according to their own statements, more than 40 years. And somehow, last year, journalists at a German newspaper, Süddeutsche Zeitung, received a contact from an anonymous individual who, to this day, remains unknown in identity, even to the journalist who received the information, because they used encrypted channels, they used very good operational security practices, to make sure that the journalist-source relationship remained secure. Now, this source said, "Would you be interested in data?" to the journalist. And the journalist said, "Of course. How much data are we talking about?" The anonymous source said, "More than you have ever seen." Fast forward 1 year, after a project involving the participation of more than 400 journalists around the world, I believe more than 100 different organizations participated in this, had just 2 days ago, I believe, revealed the fruits of this investigation. And based on the records this anonymous source provided to the activities of this company, we have found that countries where we might have suspected this kind of corruption, such as China, Ukraine, and Russia, were not alone. In fact, leaders of countries, including the Prime Minister of Iceland, who as of today resigned, and then it's a little bit cloudy right now because the Prime Minister says they've unresigned, But the largest protest in the history of Iceland occurred as a result of these disclosures. We have seen the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, David Cameron, his father was involved in setting up one of these legal structures, which allegedly for more than 30 years did not pay taxes in the United Kingdom. Now, this reveals that one of the founding premises of democracy, which is that one law applies equally to both the powerful and the powerless, is beginning to change. And it happens without our knowledge, without our awareness, and without our consent. The most privileged and the most powerful members of society are operating by a different set of rules that exempts them not only from the same laws to which we are held, not only the same standards of behavior to which we are held, but they don't even pay the same taxes that we do. And yet, these are the ones who benefit the most from the structure of our society. And I think that this shows more than ever the role of the whistleblower in a free society has become not only desirable, but vital.
Hello, friends. That's just a snippet of what the interview was like with Mr. Snowden in Vancouver. It's an incredible interview. If you want the entire interview, please go to YouTube and just type in SFU Public Square. That's for Simon Fraser University Public Square, and you'll be able to find that wonderful interview and listen to it in its entirety. That's just a little part of it. But I think that Mr. Snowden has an excellent point about in a democracy, it's essential for people to have the information that they need to make intelligent decisions about their government institutions. And I think important from that, as a corollary to that, when information is withheld or covered up, people can't make intelligent decisions about, for example, about what kind of government we should have or what kind of choices we should make as a society for certain things. And what Mr. Snowden, of course, was talking about was that he had, when he left the NSA some years ago and first went to Hong Kong and then went to Russia, where he's living in Moscow now, he had taken nearly 2 million highly classified top secret documents obtained from the U.S. Department of Defense and the National Security Agency, Central Security Service, and has been releasing them slowly over the years. And I think he's been doing it to help people of the world, and especially people here in the United States, to understand what's been going on behind the scenes in our government that people have no idea what's going on. He talks about tax dodgers, different governments using tax vehicles to escape taxes. He talked about in his interview in Vancouver about David Cameron, who's the Prime Minister of England, who has had a tax dodge, a tax offshore account for the last 30 years run by his father. And now, when he leaves office, he'll be the beneficiary of that. And Mr. Snowden made a good point, saying that it's not right for him for any political leader to have all these offshore tax accounts to escape taxes when they should pay it. Another part that he didn't go into during his interview, but he has mentioned it before, is that there is an NSA memo that he released about 2 years ago saying that the Tall Whites, which is a reptilian clone species, actually run much of the world, including the U.S. government. Now, I know that there was a lot of criticism of that in the media, but what's fascinating about it, it also fits in with the work of Scott Lemriel. Scott, of course, is a friend of mine down in Los Angeles. He's had face-to-face contact with the Galactic Alliance for the past 55 years. And during that time, they said that back in 1954, President Eisenhower entered into an agreement with the reptilians back then that in exchange for some of the advanced technology from these reptilian aliens, that they would be able to abduct humans and, quote, study us. Well, since that time, of course, they've abducted many humans. They've studied many of us. And unfortunately, according to my friend Scott, is that they've implanted many of our world leaders and corporations so that they're basically under the control of another species. I know that the Galactic Alliance is working behind the scenes now to take off those controls so that we can regain our free will and have the destiny that we're supposed to have here on this planet. But Mr. Snowden had a fascinating interview. He said that this information, of course, has been released to the Russian government, and this is part of what the Russians have said is that that the hidden government of the United States wants to create a global electronic surveillance system meant to hide all true information about their presence here on Earth in preparation for total control. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't see them being successful because we are getting a lot of help from behind the scenes from the Galactic Alliance. One thing that's very important to remember, there are two large groups of extraterrestrials who visit this planet. One's positive, one's negative, one's benevolent and based upon love and harmony, and one's negative based upon fear and war. And unfortunately, the entities that Eisenhower negotiated an agreement with back in 1954, called the reptilians, they basically feed off negativity and fear and war, and there's no such thing as free will within their own reptilian society. Everything is very, very tightly controlled. And some people argue that who know the reptilians say that because of the control exercised by the reptilians upon the United States government, that many of the issues relating to control in the United States and elsewhere on the planet actually stem from the agenda of another species. It's not a human agenda. It's an agenda of control that's been perpetuated by the reptilians, which is not going to be successful because humans want to be free. We want to be loving, caring individuals. And that's our true nature. Our true nature is not to be fighting all the time, engaging in endless wars and conflict. And that's why, because our true nature is to be benevolent, and because we are beautiful and powerful spiritual creatures, I think that long term that's our destiny to become. And eventually, according to my friend Scott Limriel, eventually the reptilians themselves will be transformed as well into a benevolent a species. During my interview next hour, I will be interviewing a gentleman called Zora and his wife Zoraya, who are from the inner earth, and they will be talking about a lot of things, including how we can become a benevolent, a very benevolent and beautiful species. I wanted to tell you quick before we go any further that Out of This World Radio was supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button in the upper right hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. With this, I want to thank everyone for their donations and support, especially Judith in California, Marie and Alan on Camino Island, and everyone around the world who helped me raise consciousness to make this planet a better place. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of the show, including the wonderful Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon, and the Crystal Voyage bookstore in Tacoma, as well as the Tokelin Hotel in Tokelin, Washington. We are looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on the program would have a worldwide audience for your goods and services, because I know with everyone's help, we can and will make this planet a much better and much happier place. I'd also like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of this show, including my dear friend Carol, who's been assigning my website and providing wonderful moral support, my friends Michiko Hayashi, as well as Hiro Emoto, Mrs. Emoto, and Dr. Yasu Nimoto, the Emoto Peace Project and Emoto Office in Tokyo, Japan, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, and my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound engineer Eric and station manager Eric Kramer, without whose help and support this program would not have been possible. I also wanted to tell you that I've started a new spiritual mentoring program. I'd be happy to, anyone who's interested in getting in touch with loved ones and those who passed on, please give me a call or send me an email. My email address is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I can also be reached at 509-750-9793 or toll-free at 1-888-879-8339. I also wanted to mention that we're going to go into this next hour with the interviews that I've got from the inner earth, but Fukushima is still a problem in Japan. The reactors still are linking highly radioactive water into the Sea of Japan. But one of the things that my friends in the from the inner earth will be talking about next hour is that the civilization of the inner earth has been going over to Fukushima and cleaning up the radiation. We are also getting a lot of help from the Galactic Alliance. And one of the messages that I got last summer in July of 2015, when I visited James Gillian's UFO ranch down in Southwest Washington, was that they wanted me on my radio show to ask everyone to send love and light to Fukushima, especially to the Emoto Peace Project and their wonderful director, Michiko Hayashi, with this prayer, which is a prayer which was a favorite pair of Dr. Moto. And it goes something like this, if you could say this three times. And as you say it, please send lots of love and light to Fukushima, because it really helps the Galactic Alliance come in and clean up Fukushima. It goes something like this. Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. I'd like to say this again twice. Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. I also wanted to say that we're very fortunate in Seattle here to have the world-famous University of Washington water professor, Gerald Pollack, and his world-famous water laboratory at the University of Washington. Professor Pollack is considered the Albert Einstein of water research for his profound and groundbreaking research into water. Unfortunately, there are some efforts right now to cut his funding at the University of Washington, and I don't understand how his funding can be decreased when his laboratory is the only laboratory of its kind in the entire world doing research on what he calls the fourth phase of water. Professor Pollack recently has published a book called The Fourth Phase of Water, and he's discovered that water actually has four different types in addition to being solid, liquid, and gaseous. There's a separate kind of water called EZ water, which has memory. And he recently was in Tokyo, Japan, where he gave a series of presentations for the Emoto office on his profound water research, and all the lectures were completely sold out because the people in Japan and elsewhere realize the kind of important and profound research that he does. If you ask any academic institution outside the United States about Professor Pollack, they will tell you that he is considered, in my opinion, the Albert Einstein of water research on this planet. And because there's nowhere else on this planet that does this kind of research, I think it's certainly foolish for the University of Washington to consider cutting the funding for his laboratory. And I'm saying this because I know there's many people listening to this program now in the Seattle area, and I'm all urging you all to contact the University of Washington Bioengineering Department and the president's office at the University of Washington, and urge them to continue to fund his very important water research laboratory. Again, there's not another laboratory doing the kind of important and profound research that he's doing, and I know that we'll be shooting ourselves literally in the foot if his laboratory is eliminated. The email for the bioengineering department at the University of Washington is bioeasst@uw.edu, and their phone number, if you want to call them and express your concerns, is area code 206-685-2000. And if you want to contact the president of the University of Washington and express your concerns about the proposed funding cuts for his research, wonderful research laboratory, her name is Anna Marie Kausce, C-A-U-C-E. Her email is pres@uw.edu, and her direct phone number for her office is 206-543-5010. And if you could contact their offices and express your concerns, Professor Pollack, again, is considered one of the greatest water scientists on this planet. He's done research that no one else does, and his laboratory is in danger of being the funding being reduced or eliminated for an institution that nobody else does in this entire planet. With that, what I'd like to do is play a water song by Dr. Emoto. It's based upon love and gratitude. It's the English version on it. I've played it before, but as you listen to it, friends, please send lots of love and light to Fukushima and to the Emoto Peace Project, Michiko Hayashi. I know that your prayers will really help. I'd like to play this song now, or in just a few minutes, as soon as my sound, we'll get it on the air here. Thank you. Please listen.
Milky Way, 人は なぜ地球に来たの？どこから来て、どこへ行くの？何のために生きて行くの？
Harmony.
Wasn't that a beautiful song? That's one of my favorite songs, and it's based upon love and gratitude. Of all the water crystal research that Dr. Emoto did, the love and gratitude crystals, I think, were among the most beautiful. His Messages from Water was a best-selling book on the New York Times for many, many, many months. And you can still find it now, too, the book. There's a children's version of the book called Messages from Water that Michiko Hayashi with the Emoto Peace Project distributes to children around the world. For more information about the book, please go to her website, their website at www.emotopeaceproject.net. And the books themselves are based upon the proposition that if you teach children the valuable lessons of love and gratitude between the ages of 3 and 12, that by the time they're adults, they won't be interested in going off to fight wars or live in a planet of disharmony. And through her efforts, they distribute this book worldwide and also here in the United States and, of course, in Canada and other countries. So if you are interested in getting those books, please contact Michiko Hayashi at her website, or you can send me an email as well. I can put you in touch with her. My email here, of course, is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And they do really, really beautiful work. You'll be able to meet both Michiko and a famous Japanese therapist named Yoshi for the Hado Machines at the Galactic Wisdom Conference in June here in Olympia, Washington, here in the United States. The cost for the weekend is $197. And if you're from Canada, Canadian dollars will be accepted at par with the U.S. dollar, so there won't be any currency discount that you'll have to deal with. The other thing, too, is that I do need help in marketing the event. If you'd like to help me market the event, please send me an email or give me a phone call for helping the market to get out flyers and get the word out about the event. I'll be happy to give you free admission as a way of saying thanks for your help. My email address is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and my phone number again is 509-750-9793. And with that, I'd also, for my many wonderful, warm friends in Japan, I'd like to especially thank Greg Sullivan of the Japanese Center for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, and also Michiko Hayashi for this wonderful article that was just published in a magazine called Anime. It's A-N-E-M-O-N-E. On pages 14 through 17 of the magazine, there's a wonderful article about my predictions for the future, and there's also a wonderful article about James Gillian on the front page of the magazine. So if you are in Japan or are in Tokyo and would like to get a copy of that magazine, it's a wonderful issue. But it's in Japanese, and personally I can't read it, but I've been told it says a lot of good things. During our next hour, we're going to go ahead and play this interview with the Zora and Zariah of the Inner Earth. And I think because we have some extra time today, I'm going to go ahead and play that starting now in a few minutes. Eric, could we play that interview early? I think I'd like to start that now, and then we're going to have another section during this next hour. So I'm going to go ahead and play this interview now. This is with Zariah and Zora, who are humans living within the inner earth. They actually live in Shambhala. They go between Shambhala and Telos. And I'd like to play this interview now, and then we're going to play that through the next hour with another special section at the end of next hour. So please stay tuned, friends. Zora, I hope you don't mind me asking this quick question, but there's many people here on the planet, including here in the United States, who want to protect these beautiful dolphins and whales, but they feel powerless about our Navy because the Navy does whatever they want to do. But on the other hand, if we are in fact gods and goddesses, then our thoughts themselves should be able to protect these beautiful creatures.
Ah, you're getting it. When you get to the point where you know that you are gods and goddesses.
True.
And you tell others the same and they begin to believe it.
Right.
You are correct. Your thoughts can literally and completely shut down the Navy.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Literally.
Wonderful.
Just like the weather.
Mm-hmm.
If you want fair weather, manifest the weather you want.
Mm-hmm.
By bringing together beings like yourself, like-minded peoples,
mm-hmm.
and think and manifest the weather you wish to have, you will create that weather.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
If you wish to utter some, by using a healing rod, you can point them toward the clouds and dissipate them.
Wow.
Completely.
Wow.
Indeed. Or they could call on Ramsa, and Ramsa can make the weather go away.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
Or bring the rain they need.
I do a...
understand many of the areas where there's bad weather is not because it is coming from terror. It is coming from the thoughts of humans.
Interesting. Fascinating.
Your attitudes bear direct action with weather. Your thoughts. When you think in your mind about wonderful weather, you have wonderful weather.
Well, that's true. You do. You do.
When you have what you think of gloomy days,
right,
you have gloomy days.
It
is what is called the power of the mind.
Right.
And I'm not speaking of the one between your ears.
Right. The heart mind.
I'm speaking of your heart mind.
Right.
The actual power lies within your being.
Right.
I'm going back to Hollow Earth again.
All right. Zora, I'm sorry. I've talked too much, and I've asked you so many questions.
Oh, that is fine. I do not mind answering your questions. I continue talking about Hollow Earth, I said. I'm not going back to Hollow Earth. I'm talking more about Hollow Earth and less about the surface.
Oh, I see. Anyway. Okay.
So, the people in Telos, wondrous creatures, wondrous beings, and you visited them in the ethers.
I did.
In the astral.
I did. Yes, I did. I felt very, very honored.
Well, you may wish to go there physically.
Okay, I'd love to.
Now, there's a way you can do this. You can travel there through the mind. Or you can travel there to the physical, to go physically to Telos. You need to go to Mount Shasta.
Okay.
Once you get to Mount Shasta, you go to Upper Panther Meadow.
I know where that is.
When you leave Panther Meadow, you walk what is termed directly up toward the peak, and you continue walking, and then you take a sharp right into the forest.
Okay.
You will come to a rock, and then on the base of the side of this rock, it will be a sheer face.
All right.
And if you're in the right location, put your hand upon it. It will open for you.
Wow.
If you are in the right frame of mind.
Okay.
In the right state of existence. And it's allowed, of course. And you will meet with a guide that will be there.
Wow.
And we'll take you in.
Beautiful. Thank you. I will do that.
And it is time for you to visit.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, to go to Hollow Earth, physically, you simply go north. Due north, as it is reckoned. And your ship or aeroship goes north beyond the ice barrier. Not much ice up there now, though.
Yeah.
It is beginning to melt away. The purpose of it is a planned opening of waterway, so you may allow what is termed cruise ships to go into Hollow Earth.
Wow.
Of which I'm in charge of.
Oh,
I will be there to greet you or to stop you.
Oh, well, okay,
meaning,
great.
I will be there in, I will step aboard your vessel, whatever it may be, whether it be an aircraft, it will be frozen in air.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is a vessel, I will step upon it.
Mm-hmm.
Those that are worthy of going in will be transferred to my ship.
Mm.
And from there, they will be taken in.
Wow.
Those that are not ready to enter will simply be turned away.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow.
You're not allowed to bring any what is termed weapons with you.
Okay.
No knives, no pistols,
mm-hmm.
nothing of the sort.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is nothing of the sort in there.
Friends, that was part of a wonderful interview I had with Zora, who's from the Inner Earth. Next hour, I'll be playing the rest of that interview, and his wife will also be coming on, too. One of the most important, profound messages that he gave me during this interview, that we are all gods and goddesses, that we can create the kind of future that we want, and we must remain positive about the future, because we have a very bright future ahead of us. This is the same message that I got from the Galactic Alliance when I was visiting James Gillian's UFO ranch in Southwest Washington in July of 2015, actually. And they said, with respect to Fukushima, that we have to keep positive, that they are helping us behind the scenes, but they also want us to help with the transformation. With that in mind, I want to tell you about two more conferences coming up. That if you're in Montreal this summer, between August 12th and 19th, there's a fantastic conference there being sponsored by Marilyn Rosner and her wonderful institute. It'll be in Montreal. I'll be one of the speakers there, as well as Raymond Moody and a host of really fascinating people. The website for that conference is www.iiihs.org. And you'll find all the registration information there as well. There's another conference that's going to be happening as well in the Dominican Republic on August 19th, 20th, and 21st. The Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Project will be there. I will be there, and they're having this incredible lineup of people. They're expecting somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 people who will be there as part of that. And if you are in the area, Dominican Republic is not that far from Miami. You can easily get a flight there. And it's well worth going. It's going to be an incredible experience. Dr. Angel Fernandez has been on my show several times before. He's a really wonderful man. And there will be an incredible lineup of speakers there. And if you are interested in going to that conference, please just go to my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com, or you can go to their website at www.paxluxmundi.com, and you'll find all the information about the conference as well. Sometime in later this year, I also will be taking a group of up to 20 people to see John of God in Brazil. John of God is a medium who's able to contact Jesus and other higher spirits to help heal almost any physical or spiritual condition. And in my opinion, he's one of the world's greatest spiritual mediums. And I'm so honored to be allowed to take a group to visit him. We'll be meeting in Brazil. And for more information, please go to my website at outofthisworld1150.com, or just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793, or toll free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. Please stay tuned for our next hour. We'll be continuing this fascinating interview with Zora from the Inner Earth. And again, I will be taking a group of people to the Inner Earth at the end of July. If you are interested in coming with me to the Inner Earth, we'll be meeting at Mount Shasta and going up to a special area where I've been told to go. And the cost is only $100. So if you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or just call me at 509-750-9793. And please stay tuned to our next hour, friends.